Hello, Malcolm here, and today I have for you top tips from teens for teaching, or top teaching tips from teens. I think that's it. It's episode number 106 of Tuesday Teaching Tips, and I don't know about you, but I find talking to teenagers one of the more difficult parts of my teaching and preaching opportunities. And some of that's to do with teenagers, maybe, but some of that's to do with me and not understanding the best ways to communicate with the younger people in our congregations. I've read a couple of books on it. I have blogged about this in the past, but I still want to grow and learn better how to engage teenagers when they're sitting there. In a mixed audience, mixed congregation, I'm talking about teenagers, adults of all ages. How do we try and blend it all together in such a way that everybody has something for them? So what happened this last Sunday is we had a visiting speaker at the Watford Church of Christ. Heinrich Kurz came to speak. He's, I think, about, what, 25, are you, Heinrich? Quite a bit younger than I. And it was wonderful to have him there. And he preached and did a super, super sermon. And you can watch that on the Watford Church of Christ YouTube channel, if you like. And it's on the podcast feed as well. But I wanted to know, for the teenagers present, what it might be in the way that Heinrich, as a younger person, communicates that might help them. And so before he spoke, I asked the teenagers to please feedback to me what they felt was helpful, in what ways they found a connection between what he said and themselves, what made a difference for them. And so I would like to share with you today the feedback. Now, one of the teens rang me last night to give me the feedback. I'm very grateful. Thank you very much for that. So here are some things that they said, and let me see what you think about this. Apart from the fact that, first of all, they all found the sermon helpful, which is great, so thank you, Heinrich. They said that it applied to them. A number of times Heinrich talked about his own childhood, some of the challenges he had at school, some of the incidents that happened as a teenager, and then they could see how, as he drew spiritual lessons from that, how it applied to them. And so talking about that stage of life seemed to be important. Perhaps I and others of us need to talk about our teenage years. Of course, they're not exactly parallel, but at least some of the lessons that come from the things that happened might be helpful. A second thing was that he brought the spiritual lessons down to their place in life. So spiritual principles, spiritual practicals were brought down to something practical for them and would apply in their situation in life. Our congregation is mostly married with children, and so he was able to speak in a different kind of way to their situation. Another thing that they shared was they found the pictures helpful. Heinrich had some lovely pictures, some of them quite hilarious, him with a huge afro being one of them. That's the image that we'll probably all remember the best. But his putting up of pictures, they said, was very helpful, helped them to connect, helped them to pay attention, helped them to feel like they could listen better to what he was saying. So pictures were helpful, and we know that's important for many people, but perhaps more so for the younger members of our congregation than some of the older ones. So are we considering pictures and having them using them enough in our presentations? Pictures, stories. He told several stories of his childhood, stories about growing up, and stories even about his adult life. They found the stories helpful, or anecdotes. Again, not just disseminating information, but the story of how principles and practicals of the Christian life have affected us. They found that helpful. It was a good affirmation that stories matter. Stories. One other thing, they said they liked the way that he asked questions of the audience. He asked the audience, do you trust your parents? Put your hand up if you do, as teens or as adults. And he asked a few other things, a bit of interaction. They like the interaction. Wherever possible, it's good to incorporate some interaction with the people to whom we are speaking. It helps them stay engaged, and it seems to help the teenagers more than most. Those were the main things they shared with me. What do you find helps the youth connect with you if you're a little bit older, like myself? Have you found things that can, have they told you? Or perhaps another question, or perhaps a challenge for us all, is to ask. I'm so glad I asked. I don't know everything now about what to do to communicate well with teenagers, but I know more than I did, and I have something concrete that's helped the people local in our congregation in Watford. Have you asked your teenagers, perhaps not only ones in your home if you have them, but in the congregation, what will help them? And then practically list those down and think through what you could incorporate in your very next lesson. I'm speaking in Watford in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and so I should be thinking about all these points they've raised and how I might be able to incorporate some of that into that lesson. Let's see how I do. I'll ask them for some feedback, see if it connects. What about you? What works for you? What works for your teenagers? What works where you are? What have you tried that perhaps even didn't work and backfired? It might be helpful to know that. Please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording, because then we can learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. Also, please pass the link to this recording on to one other person you think might benefit. And if you haven't already done so and you're watching the YouTube channel, then hit that like button and subscribe so that we can keep in touch, and the and these recordings will become more prominent and therefore more people will see them and hear them. Okay. Thanks very much for watching and listening. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.